John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, everybody, huge news. Donald Trump is declaring war on his own party only a few hours ahead of a contentious primary between Republican Representative Thomas Massey and Donald Trump's hand-picked candidate, Ed Gallrain. Now, Thomas Massey is currently in Donald Trump's bad graces. I mean, it's even more intense than that. He is directing all of his ire and tens of millions of dollars at Republican Thomas Massey to defeat him because Massey voted against Trump on releasing the Epstein files. It's actually not even against Trump. I shouldn't even frame it that way. He voted for transparency. Thomas Massey voted for the survivors, for the people who have waited for decades to have their voice heard. Thomas Massey decided to be principled. He votes with Republicans about 91% of the time, if you look into the statistics, but he votes against Republicans 9% of the time on very key issues that end up hurting Donald Trump. So Trump is going to war with Thomas Massey. It is very, very rare that Donald Trump posts on his Twitter account, like actual Twitter or X.com. Most of the time he's posting on his own social media platform named Truth Social. But in this case, he decided to make a post on his official Twitter. He hasn't posted since the beginning of the Iran war a few months back. And before that, he posted an address to the nation. I mean, every time he posts on here, it gets 200 million views. And in this case, he posted about Thomas Massey. We'll visit that in just one second. But I want to back up and talk about what's going on in Texas. There is another huge primary happening 1 week from now. And it seems like Ken Paxton will be pushed over the line in Texas and face James Tallarico. The reason I say that is because Trump just today decided to endorse Ken Paxton, the weaker candidate. This is like the dream scenario for Democrats, and I'll explain why in just one moment. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the breaking news content that we bring every single day. The facts, 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 and you can join the community below. Okay, so Ken Paxton was the weaker candidate in Texas, and we got James Tallarico, who I think has a serious, serious shot running on the Democratic side. On top of that, James Tallarico had a multi-month head start with this campaign because the Republicans went into a runoff race between Cornyn and Paxton. So James Tallarico is one of the few Democrats in Texas who I think has really figured out how to communicate in a very, very affable manner. He doesn't sound like a consultant-built robot. He talks about faith and dignity and duty and how the working people of Texas can be helped. He's not really talking about anti-Trump stuff most of the time. He's just connecting with moderates and independents and liberals and anybody he can out in Texas. He goes on Fox News, he goes on other platforms, and he does a great job. Ken Paxton, on the other hand, who Donald Trump just endorsed, has been drowning in scandals for years. This is a guy who was impeached by members of his own Republican Party in Texas over allegations of bribery, corruption, abuse of office, using his position to benefit a wealthy donor. He was investigated for ethics reasons and like sex scandals and sleeping with people around him. A bunch of insane, insane stuff going on with Ken Paxton, and Donald Trump decided to endorse him over John Cornyn. Now, this leads us to seeing funny posts from Senator John Cornyn. For example, John Cornyn posted about a few months back, recommended, and he's reading The Art of the Deal, just being a pick me. He really wants Donald Trump to pick him, right? And this one, Texas Republican Cornyn seeks to name highway after Trump amid competitive primary race. Dog, get off your knees at this point. It is so incredibly embarrassing, the things that people do for a Trump endorsement, and they don't even end up getting it. After Senator John Cornyn lost the endorsement, he tweeted out, "I have worked closely with President Trump through both of his presidential terms and voted with him more than 99% of the time. He has consistently called me a friend in this race. It is now time for Texas Republican voters to decide if they want a strong nominee to help our GOP candidates down ballot and defeat Tallarico, or a weak nominee who jeopardizes everything we care about. I trust the Republican voters of Texas, said John Cornyn, but you shouldn't. You should not trust the Republican voters to not follow Donald Trump off the cliff. Now, a little secret between us on this show, John Cornyn would probably be the harder candidate for Tallarico to beat. He's an incumbent. He's not like super popular, but he's not as riddled in scandal as Ken Paxton is. Not nearly as riddled with scandal. So he would probably be the stronger contender, but we don't have to tell the Republicans that. This brings me on to Thomas Massie, who Donald Trump has been attacking relentlessly over and over and over. And now his attacks have hit a point where he is posting on his main Twitter account the day of the election. Let's listen to what Trump had to say earlier today.
Yeah, Thomas Massie's a terrible congressman. He's been a terrible congressman from day one. Dealing with him is just a horrible. I don't think he's a Republican. I think he's actually a Democrat. He's not a libertarian. You know, sometimes they say he's really a Democrat. He votes against us all the time. He voted against the border wall. He voted against men playing in women's sports. He voted against transgender for everybody, the mutilization of your children.
Dude, this is just unhinged. I'm going to say something controversial here, but Trump has lost whatever spark he used to had in terms of name calling. It's never been okay. It's always been infantile and childish and like a kindergarten type thing. And I've always hated it. But he used to have names that actually had rhyme, reason, or were kind of clever. You're like, who came up with that? But he's been calling the Democrats lately the dumb-o-crats. Like, it's actually as dumb as it sounds. He's calling us the dumb-o-crats. We have got to be kidding here. Our old, decrepit president.
Dealing with him is just a horrible. I don't think he's a Republican. I think he's actually a Democrat.
You see how he said it? He's a dumb-o-crat. Dude, you've lost whatever spark you have. Here's Thomas Massie explaining how he votes with Republicans like 91% of the time. It's insane that Trump is declaring war on Thomas Massie because Massie just voted to release the Epstein files.
So, Congressman, in the last 2 weeks, you repeated AOC's talking points on Venezuela, and Jasmine Crockett has retweeted you. When will you change your party affiliation to Democrat?
I thought you knew. I vote with Republicans 91% of the time. And the 9% I don't, they're taken up for pedophiles, starting another war, or bankrupting our country.
That could be a pretty damn good ad for Thomas Massie right there. I think that's a pretty solid explanation of when he breaks with Republicans. Listen, we disagree with Thomas Massie on a lot, at least I do. But when he's breaking with Republicans, it's usually for a pretty damn good reason. So then Trump decides to post on his main Twitter account. Let's actually go pull up his main Twitter. Here it is. He said, "Horrible Congressman Thomas Massie put out an old endorsement from many years ago of him by me long before I found out that he was the worst congressman in the history of our country. I endorsed Ed Gallarain, a true American patriot, which Massie knows full well. So the statement that he put out is fraudulent, just like he is fraudulent. Withdraw your fake statement, Massie, right now, President Donald J. Trump." And Massie responded saying, "Is this the one?" And it's an endorsement from 2022 from Donald Trump saying, "Congressman Thomas Massie is a conservative warrior for Kentucky's 4th Congressional District. An MIT graduate and first-rate defender of the Constitution, Thomas fights hard to protect your liberties, especially the First and Second Amendments, which are both under siege by the radical left. Strong on the border and our military and vets, Thomas Massie has my complete and total endorsement." It's wild how quickly things change, and I'm glad that Thomas Massie decided to fight back because Trump is not one to talk about putting words in people's mouths. Trump has made up fake quotes from people in his own party about Obama just in the past 7 days. He attributed a quote to Senator Kennedy, and Senator Kennedy had never said anything like this about Obama. Kennedy was like, "Wait a minute, he's just lying about me." Donald Trump has made up AI videos of people doing fake things, people like J.B. Pritzker, like shoving pizza in their mouth. Donald Trump is constantly lying about people. In the moment that Thomas Massie jokingly posts an old endorsement from about 4 years ago, Donald Trump thinks that's way too far. That crosses the line. Either way, the main thing that matters to me at this very moment, if you live in Texas, make sure you have plans to vote for James Tallarico when the general election comes. And make sure that you and your family members have plans to vote for James Tallarico. The general election is going to be on November 3rd of 2026. So it's coming up in a few months. November 3rd, 2026 in Texas. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.